Pitkin County officials are working on a trail that will eventually connect Carbondale to Crested Butte. They recently released possible routes for Pitkin County's section, which runs to the top of McClure Pass. I took a tour of the area, exploring both the history and the future of the corridor.
And somewhere in this vicinity was the original Ute Trail.
That's Dale Will, who works for Pitkin County's Open Space and Trails. He explains there's a long history of people traveling through the Crystal River Valley, on foot, in wagons, by rail, and now in cars. Last year, Governor John Hickenlooper named the area one of 16 priority corridors in the state for a new trail, and Open Space and Trails staff have released possible alignments for how it could wind through the Crystal Valley. Dale walks along an old rail bed that is one possible route.
There we go. We just walked by one of our wildlife cameras. We should have smiled, but
the county already manages several parcels in the Crystal Valley, including Red Wind Point and Faloha Meadows. Dale says the old rail platform that runs up much of the valley is a promising option for sections of the trail.
Laying a trail on top of a railroad grade is actually about the easiest possible thing you can do, the least expensive and the least impactful, because the grade we're walking on right now had 20-ton locomotives rolling up and down it for 50 years. It's already stable, it's compacted, it's flat.
It's tucked along the east side of the river. On the other side is Highway 133. A consultant for Pitkin County Open Space and Trails has divided the proposed trail into 20 segments, each with two choices, one alongside Highway 133 and an off-highway alternative. While converting the rail bed is relatively simple, a trail along the highway at Red Wind Point and other spots would be more complicated. Highway 133 runs along a steep band of cliffs, and there's a sheer drop from asphalt to river, Dale explains.
To squeeze a trail between a highway and a river in a narrow canyon, it's going to require some pretty fancy engineering in a lot of locations.
So we jump in the car to check out some of those spots.
So we're in the narrows of the Crystal Valley.
As the name suggests, it's a tight squeeze between cliff, road, and river. A trail along the two-way highway would need to be cantilevered out over the river like a linear bridge. This stretch is less than a mile, and it comes with an estimated $11 million price tag. By contrast,
opposite the river from us, there's not one, but there are two old grades.
An old wagon road and a rail platform, and converting one of those to a multi-user trail would be less than $500,000, a fraction of the cost. But certainly cost and engineering aren't the only concerns. We pull over just past the Narrows, above the popular Penny Hot Springs, and across the river from designated open space.
The Faloha Meadows Nature Preserve is one of the crowning achievements of the open space program to date.
The meadow extends from the riverbank, fed by mineral hot springs.
Because of the geothermal activity, we have a lot of rare plants and insects that are down along the river. We've got fireflies and we've got orchids. Further upslope, we've got elk, and we've got Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep.
And this is one area where protecting wildlife habitat has long been a concern. Many segments in the off-highway alternative pass through migration corridors and high-quality habitat for elk and bighorn sheep. A trail could have negative environmental impacts in these areas, much like homes that were developed nearby.
There are wildlife sensitivities in the valley, and that's something we've known. In fact, that's the reason we've invested millions and millions of dollars to prevent these little subdivisions from consolidating in one linear strip of housing all the way up and down the river.
Both of the Pitkin County properties in the Crystal River Valley have 8-month seasonal closures to protect wildlife. Dale says this approach is working and could be used to address many of the environmental impacts of the proposed trail. Still, developing this is a tricky balance.
It's going to take some creativity to figure out how to thread the needle if we're going to be able to achieve this trail.
And the county is looking for the public's help. Staff has created a GIS map of the valley showing the options for each segment. You can take a virtual tour of the alternatives, see the environmental impacts, the engineering concerns, the costs, and how each stretch might feel for someone on foot or bike or horseback.
We all want to protect wildlife. We all want to be careful with public funding. And we want to end up with a trail that's pleasant to be on.
Public feedback on how to make that happen is due by the end of October. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.